Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. We have a stellar show planned for you today, and we're going to kick off a 2-month contest with Hotels.com here on Tech It Out. I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment, but first, on the show today, we're going to learn about the just unveiled Samsung Galaxy Note 10, which debuted on Wednesday. We'll talk back to school products this hour. Believe it or not, that's coming up soon. And we're also going to chat with Scopely, a popular mobile game developer, about the popularity of smartphone and tablet games and what's hot from them. I've been playing their Looney Tunes game called World of Mayhem. Really, really fun. All of this and more coming up on this week's Tech It Out. All right, as promised, we have a heck of a giveaway for you beginning this weekend and running until the end of September, where someone's going to win a $250 Hotels.com gift card every week. And that can be put towards any hotel you want through the Hotels.com website and app. We're giving away one per week for 8 weeks. And here's how to be eligible to win. So please make note of this. It's open to anyone in the U.S. 18 and older, but here's what you have to do. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Type a sentence on why you could use a little getaway, and then include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. A name will be randomly drawn every week. I'll announce it on the show and on social media. And if you want to read the full terms and conditions for this giveaway, by the way, it's on my website at marksaltzman.com. That's marksaltzman.com. There is a limit of one entry per person per day per week, but no purchase is necessary. A purchase will not increase your chances of winning. The sweepstakes, again, is open to any legal resident of the U.S. who's at least 18 years old. Employees of Hotels.com, as well as the immediate family of these employees, like a spouse or parents, siblings, and their children, and other household members of those employees are not eligible to enter. All right, let me go over this again. To be eligible to win the first of 8 $250 Hotels.com gift cards, here's what you have to do. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com, which is spelled out as Hotels, D-O-C-C-O-M, by the way. Then, type a sentence on why you could use a little getaway and include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this show. That's it. A name will be randomly drawn each week. We'll notify you, and I'll announce it on the air next week, the first of 8 winners, and then we'll do it all over again. All right? Sound good? Great. Let's get on with the show. I was at Samsung's Unpacked event last Wednesday in New York, where a few Galaxy Note 10 devices were unveiled, new smartphones. And so I caught up with Terry Chen, Director of Mobile Products at Samsung, at the event to tell us all about it. Thanks for your time, Terry. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
Well, this is Unpacked. This is a biannual event, usually one for the Galaxy S family, and now for the Galaxy Note family in August. We're in New York for the unveiling of a few different phones. So tell us about the Galaxy Note 10 family at a high level.
You hit it. I mean, this is the first time we've actually launched more than one variation of the Note family. So two variations of the Note family. We have the Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus. The most obvious distinguishing feature is the size of the screen. So again, it's the first thing you see. With the Note 10, we have a 6.3-inch form factor. With the Note 10 Plus, we have a 6.8-inch form factor. Now, the Note 10 was really designed for anybody who really traditionally wanted those features and functionalities and power of a Note series, but just in a device that's easier to hold in your hand. So that's why it's sitting at 6.3 inches. If you move up to the Note 10 Plus at 6.8 inches, you not only get the larger display, but you also get a few new features that I would love to talk to you about.
Yeah, let's do that. So across the board, there's it's almost all screen, just a small cutout on the front, for a little circular cutout for the front-facing camera. But other than that, there's nothing between you and your content.
No.
And then on the back of the Galaxy Note 10 Plus, there's some extra depth sensors. Talk to us about that.
So let's stay on the front for a second. So on the front display, you're right. We hit the we've completely refined what we call the hole punch camera. So it's actually a quarter the size as the S10 Plus. So completely reduced. It's a very symmetrical design to the front of the display.
It used to be off to the top right. Now it's in the center.
Right. Now it's symmetrical, centered, smaller, so no distractions between what you want to see and your display. So number one. Number two, we've also pushed the bezels even further. So a very bezel-less design.
Which just means no border. It's all screen.
It's actually north of 95% now.
Wow, amazing.
Screen to body ratio.
Yeah, so gorgeous screen for consuming content. We'll get to the stylus pen for creating it in a moment. But yeah, so that's one of the hallmarks of the Note family. I would say three things. Power, the stylus pen, and the size. Larger screen. The largest now Note ever created at 6.8 inches.
100%. 6.8 inches and yet thinner and lighter than the Note 9. So from a footprint standpoint, it's actually very comparable to the Note 9, but thinner and lighter.
Okay, so we flip around the device, and they look the same with all the different camera lenses on the back, but the Note 10 Plus has some depth sensors, and what's that used for?
So it's what we're calling depth vision camera. So it's basically time of flight. That's the technology behind it. And what that allows you to do is it sends an artificial light, and it measures the distance between you and every single subject in the frame of your photo for better depth representation and better light representation.
I love seeing the new bokeh video effect. So bokeh, or that blurred background effect, which is very trendy. Some people call it portrait mode. Mm-hmm. It's usually just for photos. But now you've got it on video here, and you also showed better video image stabilization as well, and a cool augmented reality feature where this demo on stage, this was mind-blowing. The person took the phone, and they digitally scanned a stuffed animal by walking around it 360 degrees, and then it made an animated version of it on the phone in which you can then further manipulate, make a dance and things like that. That's crazy that we have that kind of power in our pocket.
Right. So with the depth vision camera, it allows you to, like you said, do live focus video. So live focus has always been a feature that our users love for taking photography and stills and having that blurred background in which you can sort of adjust the amount of blur so you get that DSLR type of effect. So what we're doing now is bringing that technology into video. So the ability to not only do that in stills, but in your videos as well. So you get that very professional footage with the blurred background.
All right, now let's talk about the stylus pen. As I mentioned, one of the hallmarks of the Galaxy Note family. So this allows you to have greater precision when you're writing notes, maybe during school or in a boardroom meeting, or if you like to sketch or draw, it gives you that extra dexterity, if you will, to really pinpoint what you're creating on that huge canvas, that big screen. But now with some new features, including gestures.
Right, we've actually been through, this is our ninth generation of the Note. What most people don't realize is this is actually our eighth generation of the S Pen. With each generation, we've added new functionalities, the ability to write underwater with the IP68 rating.
And last year, being able to wirelessly use that button, like a shutter, for example?
So last year, we introduced a few new technologies with the S Pen, with the Note 9. With the Note 9 S Pen, you were able to use it based on Bluetooth Low Energy technology. You were able to use your S Pen as a remote clicker for your presentations, or remote shutter for, let's say, photography. So we're just building on that. But essentially, what that allows you to do is it powers the gyroscope and the accelerometer in the S Pen. If you can believe it or not, there's a gyroscope and an accelerometer in the S Pen.
Okay, so, those are some sensors that now know the placement of the stylus in a 3D space. Right, like you can use it like a wand, if you will. This is radio, so let's explain. You can move your hand up and down or side to side holding the stylus pen, and that will help you change the content on the screen.
Right. So the S Pen is actually the feature. It's what makes a note a note. So the S Pen now has that gyroscope, has that accelerometer, so you can do basically gesture-based controls, which we are calling air actions. So with the accelerometer and the gyroscope, you can measure the speed in which you move your hand, where you're moving your hand, to control applications like your camera, so you can control from it remotely and have more dynamic controls with the camera app, so you can zoom in, you can zoom out, you can actually shift different modes in which you want to take your photos, whether it's night mode, whether it's food mode.
Right. Front-facing camera, switch to rear-facing camera, and YouTube support as well.
YouTube support, so the Note 9 S Pen had a lot of functionalities with PowerPoint, with YouTube, with the camera application. We're just really building on that with the new gesture-based controls.
And speaking of the stylus, I now saw the ability to transcribe your handwritten notes into text.
Yeah.
So your chicken scratch, if you will, using machine learning and artificial intelligence, it will identify what you wrote, show it to you in text with the tap of a button, and that then allows you to edit it or search by keyword or share it in an email or in a document, right?
So the conversion text, it's actually been done on previous Note platforms, but what we've done is just make it a bit more reliable, a bit more dynamic. So we've actually used a million different types of handwriting samples to better accurately represent what you're writing into digital form, because if you're like me, I don't have the greatest penmanship, but with the Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus, the ability to sort of pick up on not just what I'm writing, but also things like asterisks, things like an exclamation mark, to pick up on those elements as well. So that's from a translating to text perspective. This is the first time that you're actually able to translate to a Word document. So the immediate sort of conversion to Word document, a format that you can easily share.
Yeah, or PDF.
Yeah, or PDF.
And then finally, the CEO of Microsoft came out on stage, Satya, pretty amazing. So what's the significance of that relationship? It's all about productivity, right?
So it's a deeper integration with Microsoft. So whether it's a deeper integration with your desktop or your PC or your laptop, so that you get your call and message continuity, you get your call messages, you get your call notifications, you get your message notifications, you have an easier sync with your photo gallery. So we're just enriching that experience and making it even easier to connect to really the screen that you see that's in front of you for most of the day.
Okay, awesome. So I know some of our listeners are wondering when they can see that screen in front of them. When is the availability? I know pre-orders have started. When will this be out on store shelves?
This will be launching on August 23rd.
Okay, the Galaxy Note 10 and the Galaxy Note 10 Plus. It's 5G, which is also an option as well for those carriers that support it. Thank you so much, Terry. Great to see you.
So good to see you.
And congrats on a successful event.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Tech It Out, powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them after this short break. They are the title sponsor on this program. And I'll also fill you in again about that Hotels.com giveaway, which is very exciting. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app and, of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck. In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ergo-lift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response. in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops called ZenBooks. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Now that the second week of August is here, we are inching towards back to school time. Yes, I know it seems ridiculously early, but you may start shopping for that student in your home. And if you are looking to pick up something for a high school student or maybe someone in college, I've got some high-tech suggestions for you, maybe for yourself if you're listening to the show and you're thinking of what to get and how technology can help. I've got a half dozen suggestions that I'll walk you through to suit varying tastes and budgets. First of all, a smartphone that won't break the bank. The Nokia 4.2 at only $189 outright. That is a fantastic price for a stellar Android phone. It's a 5.7-inch Android One device, which means it has regular security updates and none of that bloatware you don't want. It's a pure Android experience, and you do get that Google Assistant, a dedicated button on the side of the unit, on the left side of the smartphone. For taking photos, it has a dual depth sensing rear camera, so you can do that bokeh effect, that background blur, that portrait mode. know that's very popular. It looks great. It looks like it was shot with a DSLR camera, but it is just with a smartphone. And then the front-facing camera, of course, that's used for video calling and for selfies, but it also logs you into your device. So again, it's called the Nokia 4.2. It's a great phone that is only $299, so definitely check that out. Now, to go with that smartphone, you'll want a pair of earbuds to walk around campus with. The Liberate Air from House of Marley is a great set of those tiny little truly wireless earbuds that slip into your ear. It has this really cool bamboo-like finish. You know, House of Marley is all about sustainability, all about giving back to the environment and using, you know, eco-conscious products like their own exclusive Rewind fabric, which was made from recycled water bottles and hemp and cotton. I love it. And the sound quality is great, up to 9 hours of battery life. And then the case that you put your earbuds in when you're not wearing them is a battery as well. It can charge it up another 2.5 times. So that means over 30 hours of battery life in your pocket. And if a call comes in, it has a stereo microphone, so the person you're speaking to can really hear you clearly. It works with both Apple and Android devices, and it is $149 for the House of Marley Liberate Air truly wireless earbuds. Next up, Apple Watch. You know, Series 4, very popular because it can count your steps. You can use it to buy a coffee on campus by tapping your wrist on one of those contactless sensors. It, of course, gives you Siri, so you just raise your wrist to your mouth and you can ask a question. You'll get an answer. Maybe you're doing some homework and you need to get a quick answer from Siri. You can do, of course, streaming music. You can see who's calling. You know the drill with an Apple Watch. But at eBay, they've got it for as low as $355, which is about $40-$45 less than you would find it elsewhere. In fact, there's a back-to-school section at ebay.com/back-to-school. And they have deals on all kinds of tech and other accessories that would be ideal for a student, like backpacks and things like that. And they have a price match guarantee. So if you're able to find the same product somewhere else, another retailer, they will beat it by 10%. Which is pretty cool. Again, that's ebay.com/back-to-school, and that's Apple Watch. Next up, Surface Laptop 2 from Microsoft is a super slender yet very powerful laptop with a touchscreen, a 13.5-inch gorgeous touchscreen that does have a lot of power under the hood, 85% more powerful than the original Microsoft Surface Laptop, which is pretty cool. So you can use it for work and play. And up to 14.5 hours of battery life, which is fantastic. I do love the fact that you get all the ports that you want, and you can leave that charger at home because of the great battery life. It does have a touch screen. You know, MacBooks, for example, do not have one. So I am a fan of touch. And it does have the Windows 10 home operating system. The Surface Laptop 2 costs $12.99. And speaking of computers, don't forget, kids should have good protection on their devices, just as mom and dad should, just to protect yourself from any viruses or other attacks. And I use ESET Internet Security. It's $50 a year, and it does protect a number of devices. So that's who I use. That's ESET. ESET, and they have a great product for all kinds of devices, not just Windows laptops. Second last product I'd like to recommend is the Epson EcoTank ET2760. This is not only an all-in-one, which is a printer, scanner, and copier, but it's a cartridge-free system. So instead of running out of ink always at the most inopportune times and then having to spend a lot of money on those tiny little cartridges, the EcoTank printers have enough ink that lasts up to 2 years out of the box. You get the bottles with the box, and then when it is time to buy more bottles a couple years down the road, they're less than $20 a pop, very affordable. So that's up to 7,500 black pages or up to 6,000 color pages out of the box. Really, really like this printer a lot. In fact, this is what I have in my home office. I have the model that's 1 year older. The new one is in white, has a few other bells and whistles, some extra speed and things like that. So that's the Epson EcoTank ET2760 for $249. And then finally, Philips Sonicare Diamond Clean Smart, the world's most advanced electric toothbrush. So not only will it tell you when it's time to stop brushing because it'll vibrate and tell you the 2 minutes is up, it'll also flash and vibrate if you're brushing too aggressively. But get this, it works with a companion app that you may have on your smartphone or a tablet, maybe propped up on the bathroom counter, and it'll show you, because of sensors in the handle, where you're brushing and where you're not. That is awesome. So it'll say, for example, your lower left side mark, you're not brushing enough, or your top right, and it'll give you a weekly report as well, and includes 3 different brush heads, a wireless charging glass, it uses inductive charging, which is pretty cool, a travel case, and more. So that is the Philips Sonicare Diamond Clean Smart 9300 toothbrush for $199. So as you can see, no shortage of awesome products right in time for back to school, and also for moms and dads too, like that toothbrush, right? It's not just back to school, but back to life, getting back to your routine. And of course, oral care plays a key role there. And technology is changing everything. So part of that connected, that digital lifestyle. Love it. So anyhow, feel free to Google any of those product names to see a video of it in action as well. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. I'll also share with you details on that Hotels.com contest. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, a reminder of our huge contest with Hotels.com. You could be eligible to win a $250 gift card for a free hotel stay, or maybe two. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you deserve a free stay in a hotel and include the hashtag Tech It Out, the name of the show. That's it. We'll randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend, and I'll announce it on social media as well. We have 8 of these Hotels.com gift cards to give away over the next 8 weeks, so you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. Forget books, binders, and backpacks. With today's high-tech students, it's more about broadband, blogs, and Bluetooth. With the back-to-school season upon us, many parents are wondering what to pick up for their little ones and perhaps some tech to help themselves, you know, manage their busy fall schedules. And so joining us on the line to provide a few suggestions that make the grade, we're joined by technology lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch. Welcome back to the show, Carly.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Mark. I have partnered with some of my favorite brands today to really talk about back-to-school tech and just figure out exactly what we need for our kids this year.
Right. So I know those kids listening or the parents who have kids, they know that their eyes are rolling, that we're already talking back to school. but at the very least, if it's any consolation, there's some pretty cool tech to help ease us back into the classroom, right?
Yes. I mean, if I was running schools, nobody would have to go back to school in August. I think it's terrible. But yes, it's definitely happening right around the corner, so we need to get them ready.
Sure. So let's start. Let's talk printers and laptops. I think those are probably two essential ones, especially laptops. So what should we be looking for this year?
Yeah, well, you know, with printers, it's like you've got book reports, you've got permission slips, you know, maybe your little ones, you're even doing like practice or coloring book pages. Everyone needs a printer. Every family needs a printer. I've got an HP Tango here. It's ready to tackle it all. It's app powered and it's voice activated. So basically you can print, scan and copy from anywhere that you are. And if you add the HP Instant Ink program, your printer is going to automatically order ink when you're running low, so you never run out when you have that book report due the next day, which is just the worst. But for me, the best part really about the HP Tango is how beautifully compact, sustainably designed it is. It's just like this really pretty printer that has this cover that looks like a book. It's just gorgeous to put on your kitchen counter, but it's also really compact. So if you're in a dorm room and space is tight, it's great for that space too.
Okay. All right. And I do like that HP Instant Ink service. That's pretty smart that the printer knows that it's running low and automatically places that order to have that ink shipped. So that really amps up that convenience factor. Now let's talk laptops.
Yeah.
Portability, very important, especially as we get into the older grades and, of course, college. So what do you have there for those looking for a new laptop?
Yeah. So everyone wants a laptop that can handle all their schoolwork, but also a little bit of fun, too. The HP Envy X360 13 convertible laptop. It's got a super powerful AMD processor. It's got up to 14 and a half hours of battery life, all in this very slim, lightweight style that won't weigh down your backpack. You can flip it every which way, so you can use it to watch movies, take notes, or just use it like a traditional laptop. And there's tons of security features, too, like a camera privacy switch, a biometric fingerprint reader, and it also has this great optional privacy screen. So if you're working in a cafe or a public place like a library, nobody can see what's on your screen. They can't peek in and check it out.
All right. So it's a convertible, as you mentioned. So say for your 9-to-5 school life, you'll use the keyboard maybe primarily by typing up essays and doing your research. But then for your 5-to-9 downtime, you can bend back the screen. Is that right? Or detach the screen and then use your fingertips on the display, maybe while flicking through some movies or TV shows.
Totally, yeah. You're not going to detach the screen with this one, but you're going to flip it upside down or and make it stand up kind of like an easel, and then you can use it to watch the screen and not have to support it or lean it on anything, or you can fold it completely in half the other way and use it like a tablet.
Okay, cool. I know some people prefer that over the detachable ones, so you don't risk losing the screen. This is always connected, and it's on that 360-degree hinge. What's the price for that laptop and then the printer before it?
Yeah, the laptop starts at $669 and the printer starts at $149.
Okay, so we've got our laptop. We're going to get on the internet. How can we stay safe while online?
Yeah, I think we all need a lot of help these days staying safe in this digital world that we live in. Kaspersky Total Security is a software that can protect you and your family and all of your devices from hackers and trackers and spies, viruses, and much more. It works on PCs, it works on Macs and popular mobile devices to help keep everything from your passwords and your files and photos secure. It can even help keep you safe when you're using public Wi-Fi, which is really important, especially when you're at school. Plus, there's parental controls, of course, that can help keep kids safe online as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know certainly for college-age kids who are working on important book reports and essays that if they got a virus and it had their files locked out or deleted, that could be incredibly, incredibly frustrating. So you definitely want to safeguard your information with good antivirus. What's the price for the Kaspersky Internet service?
Yeah, I completely agree. So it's $99 a year, but that's for up to 5 devices. So it makes the price really great.
We're joined by technology lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch. She's in an L.A. studio chatting with us about back-to-school tech. But as I hinted at earlier, Carly, it's also about back-to-life, not just back-to-school. And parents need perhaps a bit of help. Do you have any suggestions for parents to help them perhaps manage crazy schedules?
Absolutely. I mean, I think during the school week, the thing that is the most hairy in my house is just getting dinner on the table. It's just, you know, but so whether you have kids or not, I think just having a little help in the kitchen is always helpful. I've got the June Smart Oven here. It makes dinner so much easier thanks to artificial intelligence and an internal camera that are built in. It has over 200 chef-developed programs that will automatically cook your meals to perfection. You can even watch your food being cooked on the app and get notified when dinner is ready with the June app. And you can also use Amazon Alexa to talk to the oven as well. It's actually 7 different appliances in one. It can air fry, it can slow cook, and it can even dehydrate, which is a really awesome feature that you can use to make things like apple and kale chips and other healthy snacks for the kids to.
So we are living in the future. Unbelievable. You can talk to your oven and even look inside even when you're not there. How much does that June oven cost? And where can we learn more about all of the products that we've talked about today?
Yeah, the June oven starts around $699. And for more information on everything that I talked about, you can head to schoolprep.tv.
All right, Carly, a little bit more high tech than the stuff we had when we were back in school.
You think?
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for your time, Carly. All the best.
Thanks. You too. Have a good day.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out, which is powered by Western Digital and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD. It's a portable hard drive. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for photographers and videographers. Go to g-technology.com for more. Hang tight. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app, and of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Aside from texting and, of course, taking photos, one of the most popular applications for any smartphone owner is gaming. Virtually everyone is playing mobile games, regardless of their age and gender. And whether you're lounging around at home, maybe in line at the supermarket, or even killing the last 10 minutes of lunch at work, they're free, easy to pick up, and no shortage of great games to download for both iPhone and Android devices. Joining us on the line to talk about mobile games is Walter Driver. He's from Scopely. He's the co-founder and co-CEO of the company, in fact. Welcome to the show, Walter.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
I just played your Looney Tunes World of Mayhem game all weekend, so it's kind of funny that I'm chatting with you now for this radio interview. Thank you for your time. Tell us about Scopely.
Yeah, Scopely is a mobile games company that creates immersive free-to-play games that grow and evolve over time with our players. We're unique in mobile gaming in the sense that we've created a very diverse range of successful games, including, you know, role-playing games like The Walking Dead: Road to Survival, casual games like Yahtzee, and strategy games like Star Trek Fleet Command, which launched late last year. And overall, our goal with all of these experiences is to create really tailored, directed by consumer entertainment experiences. And by that, I mean giving users a chance to really customize and tailor their experience and having, you know, the entertainment really respond to how they want to engage with it so that it feels unique to them and can be, you know, maximally engaging over long periods of time, and can change with them as they get deeper into the products.
So when you say that, are you implying that there's a lot of depth to your games, or that you just keep creating new content on the, like, once you release a game, that's not the end of it? You just keep adding more to the experience?
Yeah, both, really. I think, you know, people used to think of games as kind of static products because you used to, you know, pay $60 for a console game and you would buy it in a store and it didn't change over time. But in the mobile free-to-play era of live services, these are really living ecosystems. And so people come back, you know, often many times in a week. And every time they come back, that each session could be different. So there's in-game events happening every day, and those events may change depending on where you are in your user journey, how long you've been playing the game, or whether you're more collaborative or competitive player. And then we are adding new features and updates to those products all the time. So over a period of many years, these games can evolve dramatically. I think some people like to think about them as more like themed digital playgrounds where people can gather around, you know, common interests, chat, and play games rather than, you know, a static product with a single mode of gameplay that doesn't change over time.
Right. Do you think that's largely the appeal of mobile games, is that it does evolve? What are some of the other reasons why you think gaming is so popular? Off the top, I mentioned how they're free or close to it, and there's a lot of them to download. What are some of the reasons why you think this is an explosive space?
Yeah, I mean, the space is growing really, really quickly. I mean, interactive entertainment is now bigger than books, movies, and music industry combined. And mobile is the fastest growing segment of that. And I think the reason why that is, I think a lot of people were really interested in having interactive experiences, but, you know, were constrained by having to buy a console device, and not having that device with them at all times, right? So, we see the market is way larger because everyone who has a smartphone is now a potential gamer. You know, some surveys have said over 2.4 billion people are gamers around the world, and they have a gaming device with them 24 hours a day. So that was a pretty big revolution in gaming. And then the free-to-play model also completely reduced friction for people in terms of trying products. So now, you know, the majority of the, you know, biggest games in the world are free, and people can invest in enhancing their experience as they go if they want to. But most of those games, you know, don't limit access to content in any way, and you can play, you know, really unlimited amounts for free. And I think people really like having access to content for free and deciding how and when they want to invest in enhancing that experience more than being charged for access in this era.
All good points, Walter. We're chatting with Walter Driver. He is the co-founder and co-CEO of Scopely, the successful mobile game studio. Walter, by the way, was named Entrepreneur of the Year by Ernst & Young in 2016 and has been recognized by the World Economic Forum as a young global shaper, as well as Goldman Sachs gave him a nod, a big one, as one of the 100 most intriguing entrepreneurs. So congrats. It's very impressive.
Thank you. It's always good to be intriguing rather than accomplished.
Very, very funny. With that in mind, what is Scopely's secret sauce, if you will? Do you think a lot of it is tied to your licenses? You know, as you mentioned earlier, Walking Dead and Looney Tunes, Star Trek. Has these partnerships like this have always been part of your strategy, or what else is it about the games that you create that help you stand out from the pack?
Yeah, it's true. Scopely has had a lot of success working with, major pieces of intellectual property, and we've been fortunate to have some really strategic partners collaborate with us around, you know, thinking about what is the digital experience that people want to have if they love this brand, something that's long-term that they can live in inside of that universe. And I think we've had a really unique track record of successfully translating intellectual property into digital universes. And so that is unique about Scopely, but I think it's only one part of our secret sauce, if you will, because, having a free product in a free-to-play live service era of gaming, like having a great brand may get people to download your product, but it doesn't get them to stick around or to invest in that experience if it's not world-class, because people get to decide every day whether they want to keep coming back and whether they want to continue investing. So I think a lot of our secret sauce there is our technology platform that really allows us to optimize, our experience at a broad level. I mean, we're tracking over 7 billion user actions every day, and we're using that data to make sure that the baseline experience is perfect for as many players as possible.
We'll be right back with more Scopely, but first, thank you to Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tech It Out is powered by the Hotels.com app. Download it today to find your perfect stay. Be there, do that, get rewarded. Download the Hotels.com app from the App Store or Google Play. And I'll remind you about our awesome Hotels.com giveaway and how to enter shortly. But let's continue our chat with Walter Driver, co-founder and co-CEO at Scopely, a studio that creates mobile phone games. Are you able to share what you're working on for, say, the fall?
Well, we're always working on, as you noted, and as Looney Tunes, like, we're very, very focused on evolving the live franchises, in sometimes pretty significant ways to make sure that they remain dynamic and interesting for the millions of people that are playing our games every day. So that's always our number one focus. But we also have some exciting, new products in development that we hope to be able to share, you know, more about in the coming months, as well. We do have a very exciting new space here in LA that we shared recently, where, you know, Scopely's growing its footprint and, you know, continuing to scale our talent. And so we have an exciting new office to move into next year.
That's great. Congrats. Walter, what's your most popular Scopely game in terms of downloads? And what about the highest grossing game that you've got with those optional in-game purchases that you can make?
We've had a pretty diverse group of products that have been, you know, very successful today. We've launched 6 consecutive franchises in a row that will achieve over 100 million in lifetime revenues each. And, you know, that includes, you know, products like Yahtzee, which is probably played by the most users every day today. And, you know, where we see really incredible levels of engagement. The average player is playing 88 turns a day. So it's something that people love to come back to throughout their day in many short sessions and play frequently. And Star Trek Fleet Command, the first MMO strategy game that we launched on mobile in November of last year, is off to an incredible start and is probably the game that is generating the most revenues today. We do have a pretty diverse portfolio of exciting stuff happening across the portfolio.
So for those who don't play a lot of mobile games, or maybe they haven't paid for any content, can you just enlighten our listeners with what we're talking about here? There are microtransactions. It's a buck or two or three. And what are the kinds of things you, for example, can buy within the Star Trek game?
Yeah, so all of our games are free to play, and the majority of our revenue comes from in-app purchases of virtual currency. So people come into a game and they use real money to buy in-game currency, and then they can use that currency to enhance, optimize their experience in whatever way that they want. It varies substantially by game. So in Yahtzee, you might use that currency to get extra rolls in a tournament. So you normally have 13 turns, 3 rolls each, and you might be able to get 1 extra roll across those 13 turns. But you might also use virtual currency to enter premium tournaments with special prizes. Whereas in Star Trek, you might use that currency to be able to optimize your fleet of spaceships or to staff those spaceships with the officers that you find most exciting or to enhance some of the attributes of those officers. So it varies pretty wildly by game, but you know, as I said, what's unique about it is that, you know, playing the game doesn't cost any money. It's completely optional if you want to decide to start spending money. And what we see is that people really see it as a chance to invest in their experience over time rather than being charged for access. And I think that's a really big change from traditional content, you know, models in the direct-to-consumer world that I think is exciting and directed by consumer experiences.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the freemium model. I think it's a win-win, certainly. Hey, Walter, thank you so much for your time. What's the best website for those who are listening to learn more about Scopely and check out your assortment of games?
Yeah, you can learn more at Scopely.com or type in Scopely in the App Store or Google Play to find our games.
Have a great rest of your summer, Walter. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Before we wrap up today's show, a quick reminder of our huge contest with Hotels.com. You could be eligible to win a $250 gift card. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter, follow Hotels.com, send them a tweet with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. We're going to randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend, and I'll announce it on social media as well. And to remind you, we have 8 of these to give away. Today is the first week, so 1 per week, and then you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. And thank you one last time to the sponsor of this show, Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. And also a thank you to Western Digital, the makers of the G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive, designed for content creators on the go, like photographers and videographers, for a smart way to back up all of your important information in an enjoyable way. Go to g-technology.com for more. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Good luck in entering the Hotels.com contest for that $250 gift card towards a hotel stay. We'll catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye, everyone. Speak to you soon.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Last limit 10.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. After the apparent suicide of financier and accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Attorney General William Barr wants to know how it happened.
Barr says he's appalled to learn of Epstein's death while in federal custody, and he says the death raises what he calls serious questions that must be answered. Epstein, the well-connected financier accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring, had been taken off suicide watch before he killed himself in a New York jail cell. Epstein had been denied bail and was awaiting trial on accusations of sexually assaulting dozens of underage girls. Bob Agnew reporting.
A rare tornado injured 19 people, two of them severely in Luxembourg Friday, while 15 soccer players were injured by a lightning strike in southern Germany. Unseasonable storms hitting the areas. The tornado in southwestern Luxembourg left a path of destruction that made up to 100 homes uninhabitable. Debris and damaged cars could be seen strewn around the area, while at least four power poles were destroyed. This weekend is the start of President Trump's annual August vacation in New Jersey.
The president has left the White House for some R&R at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. He has long bristled at the term vacation and is expected to hold a handful of official events and trips over the next 9 or 10 days. But there will be plenty of downtime at his property in New Jersey's horse country, and aides say the president's attention will be focused on golf, cable news, and Twitter. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Families of those killed when a gunman opened fire at an El Paso Walmart gathering at funerals on each side of the U.S.-Mexico border to remember loved ones whose lives told the story of the vibrant region. The 22 people killed ranged in age from 15 to 90, included citizens of the Mexico and the U.S. Dozens of others were injured in the attacks. A suspect who was captured remains in jail. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Iran's leader urging Muslims to block what he calls a doomed U.S. peace plan.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called on all Muslims to support the Palestinian people in their opposition to the Trump administration's deal of the century Middle East peace plan. In a letter marking the Islamic Hajj pilgrimage, Khamenei says the still unreleased American plan is a ruse that's doomed to failure. He's also calling for active participation in efforts to block the plan, which faces deep scepticism from the Palestinians because of policies they see as biased toward Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people took part in anti-government protests in Romania, with the largest rally taking place outside the government headquarters in Bucharest. The events today held on the anniversary of anti-corruption protests in which hundreds of people were injured, including 24 police officers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Companies like Guard Dog Security, Tuffy Packs, and Bullet Blocker are peddling bullet-resistant backpacks for children just in time for the back-to-school shopping season.
But critics argue they're using tragedy as a marketing opportunity and exploiting parents' worst fears. Safety is high in the minds of many parents, especially after two back-to-back mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton left 31 people dead. Times have changed, said Yasser Sheikh, founder and president of Skyline USA, which makes Guard Dog Security products. He said our product is in response to that. It's a sad reality. Patrick Frost reporting.
The American Federation of Government Employees says it has a deal in place with the Department of Agriculture to lessen the burden of moving to the Kansas City area for employees of two agencies. They will continue working remotely from the Washington area until December 30th. The union says it will also give workers who move an incentive payment. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That's...
Welcome to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. I am Mike Etchart. Happy to have you here today. We got a bunch of fun stuff to cover here this summer's day, as summer is kind of slowly creeping by. Hard to believe that we're already in August. You know, if you joined us last week, we had our good friend Jeff Morrison on talking about this upcoming merger, potential merger, we should say, of T-Mobile and Sprint. And we referenced a lot about that AT&T merger that I guess that just happened, was that just last year? I guess it was just last year. And the impact of that. And wouldn't you know it, our good friend who writes for the Los Angeles Times, David Lazarus, had a big article yesterday about AT&T's promise of better pay TV prices and service is bordering on the absurd. So it's been a year, and we are going to talk about that today. If you are somehow touched by AT&T, and now with all of these acquisitions, we all are. I know I have AT&T cellular service. I used to work for Warner Brothers, which is now owned by AT&T. We all watch, of course, Warner Brothers movies. AT&T owns DirecTV, so we've got that going on. If you are a AT&T, they own HBO, they own everything. And how is that working out for those of us that pay AT&T monthly fees? And as you can guess, and we'll talk a little bit more about this as the show goes on, it's not going very, very well. If you recall, the government really didn't want that to happen.
when the merger was proposed, all those companies said the deal would be great for consumers who would benefit from lower prices and improved service. The Justice Department said, not so fast. That's probably not going to happen. And with that much market power, what's going to happen? Of course, price hikes and channel blackouts were all but inevitable. And, of course, the government was right. But what changed it and what got it through was that there was a federal judge that ruled, he had done a 172-page decision that said there was little to fear from the vertical merger AT&T and Time Warner were proposing. Little to fear. Little to fear. And he took him 172 pages to actually make that clear and say why that was. But, of course, here we are, and that is not the case at all. And it's just shocking that somebody would have thought that anything but the obvious would have happened. But that is exactly what did happen. And so here now we have this behemoth of AT&T. And if you're old enough to remember, back in the day, the government broke up AT&T. This must have been in the late 70s or early 80s, the breakup of AT&T into all these baby bells. And like a science fiction movie, they broke up all these companies, and the companies kind of morphed back together. And here we have the giant behemoth, AT&T, back, stronger and more powerful than ever. They not only control the content, the creation of the content, but they also control the delivery of that content. And I am just kind of stunned that anybody would think anything different. I don't know how anybody could come to any other conclusion other than saying it's going to be bad for consumers no matter how you slice it. Of course, the companies AT&T and Time Warner said, no, that is A-OK. It's not going to happen. It's going to be great for consumers. But here we are. And so we're going to talk about that today. We're going to have our good friend Brent Butterworth from The Wirecutter on to chat a little bit about that and more things. But it's important to remember, in light of this proposed merger of Sprint and T-Mobile, that, and maybe anything moving forward, that these mergers of behemoth companies, it's just really never works out for consumers at all. It's great for shareholders. It's great for titans of industry that are merging their companies, but it sure isn't good for us consumers. So we will kind of hash around with that and, you know, give you a chance to kind of think about it and how the new AT&T is touching so many people, owning all of HBO and all of the Warner Brothers properties and, of course, their distribution and satellite and all of that stuff. It is pretty stunning how big that company is now. And, you know, it's kind of like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tubes. Now that they have merged, it would take a lot to get that to be broken up. So, and I don't know if there's a political will at the moment to do that. But I think, you know, as consumers, we're getting hosed. And so it's super, super important for all of us to at least remember that in case another giant merger comes our way. So on that note, that's what we're going to start talking about today. So let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got Brent Butterworth. We're going to be talking about mergers and AT&T, the behemoth that is, and some other stuff that Brent is working on for The Wirecutter. A lot of great stuff. So stick around. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are coming back right after these words.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, with my good friend, Brent Butterworth. Of course, he is the editor of Soundstage Solo, the great headphone website. He's a staff writer at The Wire Cutter, another great website. And he is a man about town. Brent, how the heck are you today on this lovely summer day?
I am doing pretty good because I am inside on this lovely summer day. and the roof is off my house right now, so none of that heat's building up in the attic, and so it's nice and cool in my house, even though it's like really hot outside. So.
Now I called you today before we got on the phone, and we went through this that you're getting a new roof, and I said, "Well, that's interesting, Brent. Yeah, that's kind of an expensive endeavor." And you said, "Well, insurance is paying for it." I'm like, really? And you told me, I'm going to ask you to repeat it because it is such a bizarre story. Now, I will say that you live in the greater Los Angeles area, And you are getting your roof covered under insurance because...
Well, the whole time I've lived in L.A., I've lived here since 2002, and I'm up in the San Fernando Valley. Until May, I had literally heard two thunderclaps the entire time I'd been here because we just don't get heavy storms like that.
No.
So, weirdly, back in May... I'm sitting here with my dog, who I just imported from Houston, and I promised her she'd never hear thunder again because, she freaks out. And all of a sudden, it starts thundering like crazy. There's like 10 or 12 thunderclaps. I'm like, what is going on? And I look out the window, and I notice that the wind is blowing, and there's some rain, but it's all horizontal. And I'm thinking, like, oh, wow, this is a tornado, I think. But by the time I got to thinking, like, what am I supposed to do during a tornado, it blew over. And so I didn't think anything of it, but I had heard some rumbling around on top of my roof, and I didn't know what it was. So later on, I went out, and I realized there was just debris all over my yard, and a whole bunch of my plants had been ripped out of the ground and thrown down the street, and some of my neighbor's trees had lost a few limbs, but most of the damage seemed to have been confined to my house. And I later found out, like, Disneyland had shut down all their rides at the same time, and there were a lot of isolated incidents, but it was basically like a miniature tornado that kind of hit my house and really, for the most part, didn't touch my neighbor's houses that much, but it tore up some of my roof tiles, and the damage wasn't that great, but they're old roof tiles. They don't make them anymore, so they have to replace the whole roof.
So you are the only person I know in the greater Los Angeles area that has ever been struck by a tornado.
It is really weird.
You may be the only person ever to have struck by a tornado in the greater Los Angeles area. Ever.
Well, it was, and it was such an isolated, I think it was like a little vortex that just, I think it probably just dropped down, hit my house, and moved on. And but it was enough to do a decent amount of damage. You know, all my plants aren't covered or anything, but at least the house is covered. So, yeah, weird thing. But there's a big acoustical advantage now, and that, you know, I'm going to get Energy Star shingles and stuff like that, and I'm getting some other improvements. And so my house will be cooler, so I won't have to run the air conditioning as much, so I won't have that noise to for my audio system to fight with.
Well, there you go. That is a half-full kind of guy right there. I love that.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
All good.
Very sweet. Now, in the midst of all of this, sure, you were shocked as I was shocked, Brent, to see when the AT&T and Time Warner merger happened, and a judge came up and said, you know, no, there's little to fear from the vertical merger of AT&T and Time Warner. And then right after that merger was approved, Brent, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down, yeah.
Prices, yeah. AT&T services went up. And I am just shocked. You know, DirecTV satellite service went up for $5 a month. DirecTV Now, their streaming service, went up by $10 a month. And then, was it more than 6.5 million of AT&T's DirecTV and UVerse Pay customers are currently cut off from CBS channels because AT&T says CBS wants too much money for its programming. Yeah. So who in their right mind would ever think that a merger like that would not hose consumers?
Well, you know, judges, for the most part, don't have MBAs. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, judges are great and everything. Don't get me wrong. But there's some things that, that, given their limited resources and everything, they don't have a chance to dig deep into. So, yeah, it was a mistake. And although here's the weird thing to me, though, is that people are just – I mean, I know so many people who are just abandoning cable and satellite.
Right.
And I mean, just so many people of all ages. I mean, for kids, it's like a complete non-starter. I mean, they don't even use TV sets for the most part.
Right.
But, and you know, they watch YouTube and not a whole lot else. But, you know, even a lot of people I know who are, I mean, people that are older than me, people are, that are in their 60s are saying, I'm tired of this cable bill. I'm just going to drop it.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Just going to take a quick break. Talking to Brent, by the way, he's from The Wire Cutter, of course, and he's also from Soundstage Solo. We've got more when we come back at Pop Tech Radio. If you drive a car, 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 if you drive to
fix. Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Pop Skeptic Radio. We are back. Mike Etchart, Brent Butterworth from The Wire Cutter and Soundstage Solo. I had to cut you off there for a commercial break, Brent. I'm sorry. But you were saying that so many people are cutting the cord these days that all of these big behemoths that have gotten fat and happy on our monthly bills are not so much. But I'm just feeling in the case of my Spectrum bill, even if I don't have Spectrum television services, that they just get it somehow in my internet bill. So it's still really hard to keep it below $100 a month.
The thing is, I would think that AT&T would be losing their leverage and trying to find ways to make customers happier rather than to make customers more miserable. Because usually when a company starts to lose its leverage in the marketplace, they start to treat their customers a little bit better because they have to. Now AT&T is kind of doing exactly the opposite. And I'm going to guess that it's run by people that don't really quite realize what's going on. Or maybe it's their last gasp when they're like, we're going to take these people for all they're worth while we can, and then too bad later on.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see, and we've talked about this quite a bit on the show, actually, you know, when AT&T is certainly not known for entertainment. And so now that they are content creators, it will be interesting to see how that plays out, if it's going to change the way Warner Brothers or HBO or any of these properties create their content, with kind of bean counters overseeing it now. And we already saw, the guy's name escapes me, one of the head guys at HBO who's been there for 30 years, and as soon as the merger happened, or relatively soon after, he stepped down. You know, will we ever see a Game of Thrones type epic television and financial commitment like that again with the new, no pun intended, overlords of AT&T overseeing all this stuff? I don't really know the answer. I mean, I think, you know, ultimately the bad thing about AT&T and Time Warner merging is this combination of content creators and content distribution. You're already seeing, you know, the kind of the bickering between the different content creators and the other providers. CBS is too expensive, HBO is too expensive, and you know, the kind of blocks. It's just bad for consumers at the end of the day. And
it is. It feels to me like this is something that is just going to further change people's habits, since they're already starting to drift away from, not drift away, they're starting to abandon with glee the cable and satellite providers, because they all hate them. Of course, some of those same, I mean, AT&T is my internet provider. But, yeah, I could get somebody else if I wanted to. There, you know, I'm in Los Angeles. We do have some options here. But I always think that, look, there's going to be somebody doing something good all the time, because at least content creation isn't that expensive anymore. And when you were asking about Game of Thrones, I thought, well, yeah, they'll do a fully digital thing with digital actors and cut their costs. You know, who knows what will happen. But, you know, there's always going to be artists who want to do something and storytellers who want to tell a story, and they'll find a way to tell the story. So I don't worry too much about that. And also, I didn't like Game of Thrones. Too violent.
Oh!
I'm not really lamenting.
No. Now you've really uncovered a scab there. That's, yeah.
But will there ever be another Battlestar Galactica? I mean, I'm kind of pining for that.
Wow.
That was awesome, I thought. But that's a long time ago, and there hasn't been, to me, anything as compelling for that long since then.
Wow, Battlestar Galactica, you going back in time. But all of this, and we, you know, our mutual friend Jeff Morrison joined us last week, and we were kind of, you know, mentioning the AT&T Time Warner thing in response to the Sprint and T-Mobile merger is back on the front burner now. It still may not get through and happen, but it certainly looks better than it has in a long time. And again, you know, that's what the Department of Justice was agonizing over, was, you know, taking it down from 4 to 3, and now they've come up with this kind of oddball proposal where Dish Network will get some of T-Mobile's assets, I think it's T-Mobile's assets, and be this fourth network kind of cobbled together. But that's not going to work out for consumers either. It really isn't. And I would love to see a sort of blanket, almost assumption, that these are always going to be bad things for consumers. I mean, can you think of one of these mergers that worked for consumers?
Absolutely not. Not a single one of them. I mean, you know way better than I do, coming out of the music industry. You know, there's always going to be people that try to make a lot of money by serving other people entertainment. And they're going to try to, they're sort of an intermediary between the artist and the audience. And I'm just going to say that industry tends to be populated by people that are pretty ruthless about getting every possible penny they can out of the consumer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm right, right?
Yes, you are.
So I think it's sort of the nature of the business. I have to say, I'm so happy because, you know, I was a cable cutter. Oh, gosh. I mean, I haven't really consistently had cable or satellite since 1994.
Wow.
Or three.
All right. You're going way back.
And I had a hacked cable box, and I stole cable back then. So until they turned me off. Well, they left it turned on when I moved into my apartment in New York, and a friend of mine got me a box. And I, a long time ago, statute of limitations just run out, I'm sure. But, no, I haven't had any of that stuff for ages, but now it's not really even a sacrifice. I can even get onto my Roku stick and watch, like, the CBS Evening News mm-hmm. without bothering. So, to me, you know, the fact that I can just pop on my Roku stick and get any number of entertainment options, I feel like there's always something on. You know, it may be a challenge to find it, but, you know, there's just so much stuff in there.
Exactly.
And, you know, whereas I go to my mom's place and I watch her cable, and there's nothing I want to watch on there.
Exactly. And on that note, we do need to take a break because we are talking to Brent Butterworth. We are talking at the moment about content and other things, and we've got more when we come back.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
We are back. Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchar, Brent Butterworth, he of thewirecutter.com. And of course, he's the editor at Soundstage Solo, only the best headphone review website there is out there. So, Brent, shall we put a bow on it and say big mergers never work? And lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people are cutting the cord, so to speak. But everybody still has a $100 a month bill at least for said privilege of something, right? You got an internet connection. You're going to have Netflix maybe or something similar and maybe something else. So it's kind of – it's still super hard to shave any seriously below $100.
Yeah, because I'm even counting my stupid phone. I'm paying $50 for internet. I have Hulu, which I get for free because I subscribe to Spotify.
Okay, right.
And then I have Amazon Prime, which I pay whatever I pay for that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I get a lot of other benefits.
Yeah, they're not purely a content provider, but they do provide content. One of my favorite shows is on that, Bosch. I love that show. Yeah, so it's hard to stay under $100, bottom line. And it's going to even be harder as we roll into the summer and we're going to have the new Disney, what's it called, Disney Plus, I think. Their subscription service, and I think HBO is going to go up, I've been told. Although with Game of Thrones gone, I'm not sure I'm going to stay with HBO. But if you have a Netflix, if you have a similar thing, and then, of course, there's going to be another AT&T service coming that's going to be a similar thing to Disney Plus and to Netflix. It's just hard to stay under $100, bottom line. And that's including music, which is, I mean, as a musician, both of us, and you know, the music subscription services, while not great for musicians, but great for consumers because it's so wonderful to have all the world's music essentially for give or take $10 a month.
True. And you know, I have to say, in a way, it is good for musicians because anybody with the wherewithal, with the drive to do it, can get their music out there to the public.
Yep.
And promote it. And, you know, look, I mean, Justin Bieber got famous and many other people got famous by putting up YouTube videos. So,
yeah.
You know, Justin Bieber, it's kind of hard to argue with that level of time.
Yet I shall. But not today.
Art.
But what I wanted to chat with you about, of course, is I'm actually going to a concert at the end of the month, a couple of them, actually. And as I get older, and believe it or not, I am getting older, I am an earplug wearer at concerts these days.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, The Wirecutter did a piece that just went up a couple of days ago, actually, the best earplugs for concerts.
Yeah. And we did a huge amount of work on this. Lauren Dragon, who's the headphone editor at Wirecutter, really talked to hearing experts. She talked to the director of hearing health for the World Health Organization.
Wow.
And what we were shocked to find is that, you know, they have a lot of these sort of musicians' earplugs and earplugs for concerts and things like that. And we were really shocked to find that on one level, there's fantastic product out there, but it's very expensive. It's these custom molded things that you can fit in your ear, and they have interchangeable filters so you can filter out, you can decide how much attenuation you want. But then there's a whole bunch of other product that really kind of just makes the sound really dull. And as a musician, you know, I'm a double bass player, so I got to play in tune with everybody else, and I got to hear them to play in tune with them. And I tested so many of these things on my gigs, and I had to take them out because they were dulling the sound so much. But the custom ones don't dull the sound that much. And you can get less attenuation. That's one thing we talked to an audiologist named Dr. Julie Glick, who's kind of famous here in L.A. for, you know, working with a lot of rock stars. And she said the earplugs to get are the ones that you will want to wear.
Yeah.
Because she said if you don't like them, if they're not comfortable or you don't like the way the music sounds when you have the earplugs in, you're not going to wear the earplugs. But we did find a few, and I've always found so many of these earplugs, you know, that you buy in the music store, like, just never worked for me. But we went through a whole bunch of them, and I ran measurements on them, which is, you know, probably the first time anybody's actually run measurements on these things, and to see how effective they are. And we found some that are really pretty affordable, and they're very cool. And like cool looking, and like it's a really neat and well thought out product called Loop. I don't know where you buy them. You can get them on Amazon. You go to the Wirecutter website, and we have a link there that you can buy them through.
Yep, from Amazon and from Loop.
Yeah, and so there, it's like a little resonating. It's a loop. It looks like an earring almost.
It does.
But it kind of fits within your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fits within your ear. It fits fully within your earlobe. But it's really easy to get out. There's no damage that will be shoved deep into your ear or anything. And it uses like normal earphone tips like you use on your Sennheiser or Sony earphones. And that little chamber sort of tunes the sound, and it is pretty good. And, you know, they're $30. We've just fell in love with them, and everybody, we had a panel of people who used them for whatever purposes they felt like, and everybody just fell in love with them, and you can get them in, like, different finishes and stuff like that, and I got them, I basically, you know, I have the fancy custom ones, which are about $250,
mm-hmm.
Because you have to get custom molds, you have to go to an audiologist, and they have to make the molds of your ears, and they send them off to the companies and all this stuff, so... Those are really expensive, and for musicians, they're absolutely worth it. But I keep these things in my car now, just in case I go to a show and it's too loud, or I, you know, sometimes I rehearse once in a while with like big bands and octets with a lot of horn players.
Mm-hmm.
And man, if you think rock guitar players are loud, horn players are way worse.
Yeah, especially if you're standing
there. Way worse.
Yes.
I will take a Marshall stack over a trumpet any day. But, you know, I always have these in my car now so I can just pop them in and not end up with my ears hurting at the end of the day or the end of the night.
It's when you're young, it's fun and cool that your ears are ringing the next day. But, boy, when you now know the damage that causes, it's really
– well.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and one day you're going to wake up and you're going to hear that ringing all the time.
That's right. No, absolutely. And that,
so,
no, hold that thought. Let's take a quick break. We're talking to Brent Butterworth. We're talking about concert earplugs and ear protection and other things that we should all be aware of. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything.
239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
It's PopTech Radio. Mike Etchart, Brent Butterworth from The Wirecutter, and Soundstage Solo is joining us. We're talking about earplugs at concerts, and The Wirecutter's pick is something called loop earplugs. You can go to thewirecutter.com and look up concert earplugs and see them. They're $30 from Amazon and from Loop directly. And Brent, you and I are about the same age. I will tell you the loudest concert I ever went to. And while I'm telling you that, you can tell me the loudest show you ever saw. The loudest concert I remember ever going to was, I'm going to date myself, in 1978, I went to the Neil Young concert at the Fabulous Forum here in Los Angeles, the Rust Never Sleeps tour, and it was devastatingly loud. It was unbelievable. Ironically, my companions and I got in a little car accident on the way, and so we were delayed. And we decided, you know, should we go for it or not? And we went, and we were an hour and a half late, and the show had just started. There was a raging brush fire here in Los Angeles, and Neil Young's house burned down that night in Malibu. And ironically, in the last but this was so loud, you know, and the Forum in those days, it's been rehabbed and is now much more acoustically done. It was the gymnasium in those days, and it was super, super loud. And you know, there weren't that many shows that I saw that were that loud, but boy, that was an incredibly loud one. And that was one where I wish I had earplugs even then, recognizing it's like, man, this is, even for a concert, this is loud. What is the loudest concert you've ever been to?
It is not that long ago, and it was in the Santa Barbara Bowl, and it was Deadmau5. And it really blew me away. I only lasted 10 minutes.
Well, and that's an outdoor.
I've forgotten.
And a lot of places that are just kind of summer venues that have outdoor music, they have much stricter noise regulations. I'm surprised that that was a loud show.
Well, here's the thing. From a hearing damage standpoint, you might think bass is worse, but bass doesn't really damage your hearing. It's the higher frequencies that do. But it was Deadmau5, and it was Santa Barbara Bowl, and it was outdoors. And I had forgotten to bring any kind of earplugs, and I couldn't even find like a napkin to wad up into my ears or anything like that.
Yeah.
And plus, everyone was standing. I had a seat, and it was actually sponsored by Sonos, so I got a free ticket anyway. I had a seat, and I'm looking at this seat, and it's down the row of these people, and they're all standing on these, they're folding chairs, and they're standing on top of the folding chairs. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I kind of hung off to the side, but I did marvel. It felt like if someone took a feather pillow and hit you in the chest, that's what this felt like. And that's from a distance of probably about 80 feet.
Oy.
So I was like, they can do that? I couldn't believe it. But I would say other than that, probably Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever Tour. That was pretty loud.
I can only imagine. That would have also been about 1978 or 79, I would guess. Maybe 80.
Yeah. I was in Denver, so that was 78 maybe. And maybe 77, somewhere in there. But, you know, the PAs weren't any good then. And it was really distorted. You couldn't tell what tune they were playing until they started singing. And there wasn't a lot of bass because they just didn't have the capability to do loud bass back then.
Yeah. It is amazing how much better concerts sound now. And they are able to do it with much, much less gear than in the old days.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've come a long way, you know, but there are still some shows where you're just like, and especially indoor shows. And, you know, if you're going to sometimes to clubs or like a lot of kind of aggressive music things, it's torturous in terms of the volume. But it's wonderful you guys actually sat down and did this. And this is the first time I think, I don't recall ever seeing a review for earplugs to wear at concerts.
Yeah, well, no one had ever seriously, I think we found, you know, sporadic, a few people that had written about them in, you know, guitar magazines or something. They tried some set of earplugs. They probably got them for free, and they worked okay and whatever. But this is the first time somebody's really come in and done a deep dive into it, and I'm just really I'm really thrilled that we did it, and I think that if nothing else, we're going to hip people to what the issues are and, you know, at least, I mean, you know, find a set of earplugs that works for you and use them is the answer, whether that's something fancy or something pretty simple. I mean, even some of the real, you know, even foam, you know, those wadded up foam things you get for really cheap at Home Depot, they'll sound horrible because they roll off the high frequencies really bad. So everything's sounds really dull. It's like a speaker with 10 blankets piled on it.
Right.
But it's still better than nothing. And you know, you can kind of wiggle them out of your ears a little bit to change the, to get a little more high. And you can do stuff. Some attenuation is always better than none.
Totally right. And again, you know, we now know the damage of the ears ringing the next day syndrome. And you know, that was just always what you did back in the day when you went to concerts. That was just a given. The next day, your ears would be ringing. And, boy, that is just so bad. So.
Well, you know, I got lucky because I was in college, and I was with my friend Terry, who's still to this day a professional sax player here in Los Angeles. We were at some show, and I was probably 19 or 20, and there was some band playing, and they were pretty loud, and he just grabs a bar napkin, rolls some earplugs, and the, you know, those are not the best earplugs, but you'll get a few decibels of attenuation out of them, and it's a lot better than nothing, but still, get some good earplugs. They're not that expensive. You can keep them with you all the time. They're not big. They're just a great thing to have, and get a couple sets, in fact, because, you know, you'll forget them and throw a set in the car because it can turn a really horrible, intolerable concert that you paid a lot of money for, by the way.
I was going to add that. Whatever it costs, the $30, that's a rounding error compared to what we're paying for seats these days. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're going to see some big band, the seats are – I mean, I don't do that kind of thing because I'm a jazz guy, but the seats are $100, $200, something like that, right?
Yep. I paid double that for different shows. For a high dollar ticket, yeah, you're going to be spending several hundred dollars for decent seats. So do go to thewirecutter.com. You'll see the article on the best concert headphones. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to PopTech Radio.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bosciani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bosciani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bosciani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bosciani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bosciani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
back, everyone. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchar, Brent Butterworth from The Wirecutter and Soundstage Solo joining us. And, you know, I got a couple college students at my house, as a matter of fact. And, Brent, I see you got, because you published yesterday.
Yeah, today.
On the Wirecutter website, headphones and speakers for college students for masking noise and making it. Now, Brent, we, of course, are roughly the same age. I'm going to say it's been a long time since you've been in a dorm.
Wrong. Wrong, because I've actually been to, you know, they have all these, music camps and stuff at colleges, and a lot of them are all ages. And so I've been to a couple of them. And when you go to those things, you stay in the dorms. Two summers ago, I actually stayed in the same dorm that I stayed in when I was 17 years old in Durham school.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so I've been in the dorms, and I've actually, and since a lot of the students at these things are high school kids who are just ready to start college, I've actually talked to them, or they've talked to me. They're always at, once they figure out I'm an audio expert, they start asking me what speakers to buy and stuff. And so the big issue is they want to block the sound of whoever their roommates end up being, because a lot of them don't know who their roommates are going to be. And so a lot of them think that you can use noise-canceling headphones to do that, but you kind of can't, because noise-canceling headphones are designed to work on, like, the low-frequency rumble of a jet engine or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's not what you have in your dorm room. In the dorm, you have people talking, you have people watching TV or whatever it is people watch these days in the dorm room. That's something that I talk about a lot in the article, is that it's a different thing than you think it is. You have to really be combating the higher frequencies more that'll help block voices. And we actually recommended a bunch of products that will help you do that. But one of the big things is, if you get earphones and you buy aftermarket foam tips for them, or you buy earphones that have foam tips included, because the foam tips will block a lot more noise than those silicone ones will. And you can buy foam tips for almost any earphones out there. There's a website called complyfoam.com, C-O-M-P-L-Y-F-O-A-M.com, and they have foam tips for pretty much, you know, I'd say probably 75 to 80% of the earphones you're likely to encounter.
Really? Oh, interesting. And it's interesting that, like you said, it's different. You know, what you want on an airplane are different frequencies canceled than what you want in a loud noise environment like a dorm room or whatever. Makes sense.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, you can buy these things for, you know, $20 or something. And so they're foam, and you squish them, sort of like those earplugs you get at Home Depot. You squish them, then you put them in your ears, and the foam expands.
Right.
And a nice side benefit of this is that you get a better seal with the earphones, and usually the earphones will sound better with the foam tips.
Yeah.
So it's a really good recommendation, and it's cheap enough for pretty much anybody who's going to college, and you can use them with your $20 earphones if you want, or you can use them with fancier ones, or whatever you have. But it's a really important thing, because you're supposed to be studying, right?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to. Yeah, exactly.
So you're supposed to be studying, and you're going to need a little peace and quiet to study, and the library closes at some point, so you're going to have some way to stay fairly quiet. Again, you go to Wirecutter and read all about that stuff too, and we have links to all the different providers, and we talk, of course, it's me, so I talk in great depth about all the different acoustical aspects of all this stuff. So.
Well, it's a great article, too, because you also talk about not only sort of the noise-canceling aspects of various earphones, but also you have, like, some kind of little portable sound bars that you might want to take into a dorm room, and some Bluetooth speakers that you can kind of share, and their small footprint that still sound decent. And all those kind of things that, and then it's been the best 32-inch TV, which is now, remember when 32-inch TVs were big? They are now.
Oh, I do. And expensive. Yeah.
And expensive. I remember the last 32-inch, the last tube television I bought, which was a 32-inch Sony Vega. I think it was $1,400.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Best 32-inch TV, according to you all, is the TCL Roku. And I'm going to guess that that is a little less than $1,400. It is, in fact, I'm looking it up, but now I can't find it.
I'm going to guess you could probably get six of them for $1,400.
Yeah, well, that actually looks
more than six.
Yeah, at some point, well, the list was $199, and it looks like they've been selling for kind of the low hundreds. I mean, like $120.
Yeah, $119, yeah.
Okay, we are officially spoiled when you can get a really good, decent-sized television for $119. But on that note, we do need to call it a day, Brent. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Always great to have you and hear your tornado.
It's a pleasure as always, and we'll see how my house looks after the tornado damage is fixed. I'm hoping pretty good. These guys are beating their brains out right now. I know
Absolutely. And on that note, folks, don't forget we are podcasts. So if you want to go back and listen to any old episodes, we are wherever you get your podcasts, which for me is Apple iTunes. Big thanks to Radio America. And big thanks to Cody Castleberry, producer and engineer for the show. So thanks for checking us out this week. We will be back at the same time next week. For Pop Tech Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. We'll talk to you next time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-34.